The University of Miami is leaving the Big East Conference to join the Atlantic Coast Conference. Virginia Tech also has made the move. It's effective at the start of the 2004-2005 season. Donna Shalala is the president of the University of Miami. Good morning.
Good morning.
Several months ago, you told the leaders of other Big East Conference schools that Miami had no interest in leaving for any other league. When did no interest become lots and lots of interest?
Well, obviously the ACC approached us with a different kind of offer, and I certainly didn't think that we would be ever-changing conferences. But the offer was interesting because it was better support for all of our other sports.
Well, what do you get from the ACC you weren't getting in the Big East?
Well, the Big East actually rewards success, that is, the success of your programs. And so you live or die by whether, in this case, the University of Miami had a very successful program, particularly its football program. In the ACC, the money is distributed evenly, so that if you have a few rebuilding years or even a bad year, you get the same amount of money. The money is evenly distributed. In addition to that, the ACC can accommodate all of our sports. Our baseball program, for example, had to play outside of the Big East. It's a very good program. Not only will it be accommodated by the ACC, but more importantly, our women's sports will have better homes.
But it's costing you a fortune. I mean, you have to pay $1 million to leave the Big East, $2 million to join the ACC. You're passing up $45 million that the Big East was offering you to stay, and you're the party, you're a defendant in a lawsuit.
Welcome to big-time athletics in America's universities and colleges.
I hope you don't have to defend a tuition hike anytime soon.
No, that's exactly what we don't want to do. And what we've opted for is long-time financial stability for our program and a better setting for our, and more competition for our student-athletes, as well as an academic conference, which the ACC is very interested in starting, very much like the Big Ten. So from our point of view, given our location, it makes all the sense in the world.
I think people might be confused. They're wondering, shouldn't dollars of this proportion be spent on education?
They certainly should, and our programs have to support themselves. They can't be subsidized by our education programs, and that's part of the discussion that's always taken place in athletics. Most big programs in this country do not support themselves, and the University of Miami wants to get itself on a better financial footing. But it also has to do with the student-athletes. I teach a course in health policy on Thursday nights in the fall. A basketball player emailed me and said he was worried about taking the class because our basketball team often has to leave on Thursday to fly up north for a basketball game. I asked our coach whether if we joined the ACC that would be true, and he said it was less likely. Our students would be able to leave on Friday. So we're concerned about our student-athletes being real students, and that came into play as we were making our decision.
The Hurricanes still have to play in the Big East until the 2004-2005 season. Those road games are going to be rough.
Well, they're going to be fun, too. We like competition. These are great universities in the Big East, and they're going to give us just the level of competition they have all along.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Donna Shalala is president of the University of Miami. She was Health and Human Services Secretary in the Clinton administration.